As we wrap up our Coach's Corner program this morning, brought to you by Accent Chiropractic, I guess, Coach, we'll put this one in the books, chalk it up again to another week of experience for a young team that's growing and building. You mentioned in our pregame show that we did maybe get sort of some good news. So Josh is going to rehab and maybe brace up and hopefully try to play, and so we hope maybe that'll work out for him. You know, we want what's best for him either way, but if he thinks he can do it and he gets cleared to do it, we may see him back on the field, maybe not at quarterback, but in some other position. Is that kind of the way it looks right now?
You know, the thing is, you don't want to do anything to put the kid in position to get hurt further. But what people understand is, as a young man, you've invested a lot of time and energy and dreams and you don't want to see that go away because of something that's out of your control. Mm-hmm. He's talked to the doctor. Of course, the coaches would have no say in clearing him. And basically his doctor said, you know, you have a torn ACL and it can't tear anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's already tore.
True.
Obviously there could maybe be some other ligament or some other cartilage and ligament issues, but you know, I think he wants to play. It means a lot to him. And that's, you know, something we talk to our kids about. It has to mean something to him.
Right.
Putting all this time in, it has to mean something. You know, and I've said before, if it didn't hurt to lose, it wouldn't feel so good to win. Mm-hmm. And so Josh, he's planning on playing. Now, how, you know, a lot of that's up to his knee. When is he going to be able to straighten his knee out? When is he going to be able to run and cut? And, you know, I would think playing him at receiver would make a little more sense because you do control your cuts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, much more as a quarterback where somebody could come from your blind side, you got to make a quick initial move. Whereas a receiver, you're running straight ahead and you can kind of plan ahead for your cut. You know when the cut's coming and just having his presence and pads mm-hmm. would be mm-hmm. huge. So, you know, that's good news. We sure hope that Colton Coffey gets good news soon mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. – again, we hope there's a possibility that he could be cleared and cast right. up to play this week. And that's certainly another presence that mm-hmm. just having that depth.
Sure.
You know, just to add another player to add some depth. So, you know, those are things that we look forward to. But, you know, one of the things that I don't ever want to come across that our expectations aren't high for this team just because we're young. Mm-hmm. You know, that was one of the things as part of our character focus this year or this week was, yeah, we are playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores, but you're starting for a Class B program. And that means your coaches have faith in you, and we need you to understand you're a starter, not a freshman, not a sophomore, not a junior. You're all starters, and so we need you to raise your expectations. And so we're going to continue to put that pressure and goal on them to raise your expectations of yourself. And you know, we're doing a lot of really good things, I think, in the football program. I've said this before. We have 108
right.
youth football players that got honored last night. It was kind of a neat scene.
That was neat, yes.
And we have around 70 kids playing middle school football.
Good.
We have a nice big number of freshmen playing. So our numbers, you know, we're hurt right now by a very small sophomore class. Mm-hmm. It's a district-wide. There's only about 95 kids in our sophomore class.
Wow, okay.
You know, you compare that to the late 90s, there might have been 180 kids mm-hmm. in a class, mm-hmm. you know, and we were still Class B. Mm-hmm. So we're a Class B school with a sophomore class that has in the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's just a low spike. So our numbers on the varsity level are hurt a little bit by that class. But, you know, we have high expectations for this team. We want to be able to compete for a district championship this year. We expect to go to the playoffs, and that's what we want to have happen.
And that's what we build towards. We'll look at a Lexington team that is coming off a win over Grand Island Northwest last night. They're a team that we've had, again, another really good series with. And so they'll come in here, and we'll look forward to that matchup. I know in the past they've kind of been kind of another wide-open team, another no-huddle, kind of a spread, quick-attack type team that we're seeing a lot this time right. around. Yeah.
Well, it's what's in vogue. And I, you know, I've never been the guy that follows the trends. And I think maybe, honestly, we've made the mistake of trying to be some things that we're not, mm-hmm. you know, but the vogue thing is right now, you know, we haven't faced a team that huddle other than Shatter.
True.
Mm-hmm. And we won't again this week. Now next week we will when we play McCook.
Right.
But, you know, so that's the vogue thing. Oregon State and Chip Kelly, you know, that fast, high tempo offense is the vogue thing. You know, they're a very good team. They've got their old defensive coordinator is now the head coach. And he and I coached in an all-star game together a few years ago. He was coaching the other team. Mm-hmm. So I've got to know him a little bit. Good guy. You know, they're trying to do things the right way. They don't play many people both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of challenges, but we hope that we have a nice crowd. I believe it's a 6 o'clock
start. 6 o'clock start again, you know, yes.
And the early starts, it adds a degree of difficulty for.
I'm sure it does, yeah.
You know, it feels like no matter how much you got things ready, you're scrambling around, because we start meeting with the kids at 4:30 then. Mm-hmm. And you know, like for me, I was hurrying around trying to go home, get my shirt, and it sure is nice to have a 7 o'clock kickoff, but not the way it is.
We do what we do, and right. It's nice to be at home for these 2 weeks in a row after a couple of long road trips, and we had nice crowds and everybody excited about it, and so we'll look forward to Lexington coming in now Friday night. So,
yep. And we will, you're going to see vast improvement, so hopefully we get everybody out there again at 6 o'clock on Friday.
All right. Thank you, Coach, for being with us. That's our Coach's Corner program for this Sunday morning, brought to you today by Accent Chiropractic in Alliance. Thanks for joining us on Coach's Corner. We're back again next Sunday morning at 8 o'clock. For KCOW Sports, I'm Mike Lessinger. Good morning.